coming for Esther's Arise retreat all the time, and then we will do nothing about it. But we will be people that listen, and we understand, and we go forth and run with it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Before I start, I want to appreciate the Lord for our mama and our papa for the opportunity to stand in this their exalted altar. I don't think I've, maybe if I've stood here before, it is to snap picture. But I'm standing in the shoe of my pastor, Reverend Mrs. Ogedengbe, to come and give this talk. She's supposed to give the talk, but just last night, she became ill. She was so down, cough, catarrh, and everything, so she couldn't talk. If she says anything, you wouldn't hear. So, just around to 10, I was called to come and give this talk. The Holy Spirit will give us the talk. Amen. You know, and I want you to tell the Lord that something new has just happened. I'm standing here for the first time. It's a new thing to talk. I want you to tell the Lord, Father, this quarter, do a new thing in my life. Do a new thing in my life. Exalt me to a place or thing I've never done before. Do a new thing in my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. We are talking about to run the race and to win the prize. That's a team. But what mommy gave to me is run with purpose, be disciplined, and stay focused. We have all been saying the same thing. So if what I am going to say is an emphasis, then you take it. Maybe some of them may be repetition in another way. It's just emphasis to drive home the point. The most important thing is that we should not live here the same. And we must not live here the same in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Well, I won't begin to talk about what is running again. We have heard it severally. But I want to go straight to say that when you want, let me start with, Paul said that Christians must behave like runners in a race. And when he was telling us that we should be like runners in a race, he's telling us that if you want to succeed in this your Christian race, go and read everything and know everything about those people that are athletes. Those people that are athletes. Carl Lewis. Women, we don't read, though. Including myself. You know why? In those days, when my husband was alive, after he has read his newspaper, I'll be asking him, what is the newspaper talking about? What is the newspaper talking about? It is now that I read newspaper, take my handset, Google, and all those things, because we must know these things. We must have information. Women, we must read. Learn about the life of people in our Bible. One of the people that ran the race, Paul, go and read about him. How did he obtain? How was he able to fight? And he was able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have won. On earth, he was able to say it. Some people, when they say it, you think they are boasting. No. They know what they have done. People like those people, go and read. Charles Finney, go and read about them. Some of these people were not even educated. It's not about education. Praise the Lord. It's about determination. You tell yourself you want to win the race. So people want to win the race, they run. Although they say, even if you want to start crawling, don't crawl, run. Don't crawl, run. Let me tell you here about crawling and running with a proverb. Elephants, they don't give birth until they are 18 years. And when they are pregnant, they will be pregnant for 22 months. Elephants don't give birth to twins. They give birth to one. So you can imagine, before you can get one extra elephant, you need how many years? No, that is 22 months. That's almost 2 years. Plus the 18 years. So 19 years plus before you can get one elephant. But do you know rabbits? By the time they are 4 months, they begin to give birth. And their gestation period, the period of their pregnancy, is just a month. So if you have, if you have 2 rabbits, within that 22 months, they will have millions, not even thousands, millions. Now, who do you want to be, elephant or rabbit? A lot of us are elephants. We are producing at a very slow pace. That's why I said, don't crawl, fly. Be a rabbit, don't be an elephant. Praise the Lord. Now, out of rabbits and out of elephants, who is going to win more prizes? Praise the Lord. Women, we are people that God has made to be fertile. Let's not look at others. In this thing that I'm saying, when you are a pastor, don't just sit down alone. And it is the day you are able to go and preach. You will bring one person once in a while? No. You should get ordinary people trained now. They should not even be people that know how to read. You know, when we became pastors, we went to Bible college. We did a lot of homiletics, these things. You come and preach. When I want to preach, I wear suits most times. So the ladies in my church, when they look at me and say they want to be like me, to come to the altar as a pastor to preach. Now, how long will it take them to do that? Me, I became a graduate, married. God called me at a certain age. I went to Bible college. You want to do the certificate or OND, depending if you are a degree holder, and all those things. By the time and I start preaching and all that, I'll come to church, train them. Once a while, if I'm able to go and preach, we'll go together. But we are telling you, for you to be a rabbit, you don't need them to be like you. Teach them with ordinary language. That mama that is selling ogi in your church, disciple her. What you tell her, let her go and tell others, even if she cannot read Bible. You will tell me, if I tell you, you need Jesus Christ, and it is by Jesus Christ you can be saved, you just go straight out. That woman does not need homiletics. That woman does not need Bible to read. She already knows what you told her. What you told her saved her life. That same thing that saved her life, let her go and tell. That is rabbit. But the one, do you know how many years I was in my church before I became a pastor? Because in my church, if God does not call you, bishop will never ordain you. So if they are waiting for that will be how many years? But when you have already discipled those people within 4 months, 3 months, and so yeah, go out. Go to Iyalamala. You are Iyaogi Abi. Go to Iyaologi next to you. Use your Yoruba language to speak to that one. That is rabbit. Brethren, when you want to win and run the race, you must have a purpose. We pastor's wife, a lot of people, we say, I'm a pastor. I'm not a pastor's wife. I'm a pastor. So I don't know how it is to be a pastor's wife. My husband was not a pastor. He was a deacon. Praise the Lord. But pastor's wife, a lot of pastor's wife, they are there not having any purpose. They think that Being a pastor's wife is a mistake. You know what a lot of them indulge in? I wish my husband was not a pastor. I wish my husband was not a pastor. All these people in the church that will just be talking to me anyhow. All these people in this church and all kinds of things. And because they do not think they have a purpose, they do not follow that purpose. They do not follow that purpose. They do not follow what God wants them to be. They do not know that if their husband is achieving, they are achieving. They do not know. We have been told our purpose. Please, when you are a pastor or you are a pastor's wife, your purpose is to win the lost souls. Do you know what is happening to us these days in Christendom? I went to a program and Dr. James Fortias is an American. He was telling us. He said, you see, as I'm saying this thing, check your life. He said a lot of people started as Christians. And as they started as Christians, at the time they started, some of them may not even have much change to buy food, to buy clothes, to buy good shoes. But as time went on, we are talking to pastors here, we are talking to leaders, we are talking to pastors' wife. Think back, oh, as I am saying the story, when that day your husband opened his own church in the sitting room, when it was just yourself and the children that were there, and only a few people were there with you. Don't mind that I'm not saying things, teaching you in you to write. There are so many things. But I'm moving according to the Holy Spirit. They have said so many things. And I look at it. What, I'm a woman. What's the practical thing that should touch us? And as you are in the family, God brought 2-3 people, 4 people, 5 people. Sitting room became too small. You had to move and rent a place. From there, people move. From there, you started looking for a place to buy. Praise the Lord. And then by the time you got a place to buy, now the church is bigger. You have relaxed. Money is coming in. God has blessed you with people. God has blessed you with money. And so you refuse to work anymore. All you now do is just consume the blessing of God upon your life. Enjoy the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family. Hello? When you do that, the blessing will stop. The man talked and said, there is a top line blessing, in the Bible, in the Word of God. Then there is a bottom line responsibility. Let us open our Bibles to Psalm 67, verse 7. Psalm 67, verse 7. Praise the Lord. Do you know what Christians do now? God shall bless us. And that is where we will stop. As if that is a full stop. And that is what we now do. God, you said you will bless us. Oh God, bless me. Oh God, bless me. Oh God, bless me. Lord, that my brother that has 200 million auditorium, does he have 2 heads? That my sister that is wearing gogoro, does she have 2 heads? See how she's dressed from head to toe. If I calculate the money of what she wore yesterday to church, it's over 200,000. Does she have 2 heads? Lord, bless me, my God. Oh, bless me. That's what we'll be doing. That is the top line blessing. Let us read the bottom line responsibility. All the ends of the earth shall fear him. That is the responsibility. Now, you started in those days. Oh God, let your will be done. Let people come unto you. God has blessed you. God has lifted you. You are now consuming it on yourself. You have refused to send it to the end of the earth so that the world will fear God. Those people, those blessings that God gave to you, those men and women, you refused to send them out. You said, they should just be my church people. They should just be my church people. You refused. You are only filling your church. You refuse to fill God's kingdom. You are filling your church because of your stomach. Because of what you will eat. Because of what blessings. Nigerian church, that's what we have become. And if we continue like that, the blessing will stop. The reason God has sent that blessing is so that you will send it out. Send those men and women, ordinary people in your church out. We have sat too long. That money that is coming in is not for you to consume, it will stop. Use it for the gospel. When you do that, it will continue. If you feed only 3 people, you will have just 3 people's resources. If you feed nation, you will have resources for the nation. Therefore, don't sit down and just sit down in church and be enjoying the euphoria of pastor's wife. Or, I am a pastor. Do you know these days when I go to garden, I don't like saying I'm a pastor. Because they respect you more when you are not calling yourself a pastor. A lot of people have bastardized that name because of their stomach. And you want to make... See, we are not running... Let's stop deceiving ourselves. We are no longer running as if it is heaven we are going. I can tell you categorically, everyone is thinking of, my next level should be that I should drive a car. Pastor Lagbaja just brought Highlander. And my own is just, I don't even know the names of those cars anyway. Maybe it's Camry. It's not a Jeep. Every pastor wants to ride a Jeep. He just got a new Jeep. Then the new model. And then I just bought a land in Aja. So after the Jeep, the next thing is to build in Aja. And then the next thing is to start going abroad for medicals. And to become citizen of one place or the other. So people who are doing this, is there any heaven that they are looking at? Even when Pastor Aloge was talking, some of the things he was saying was bringing tears into my spirit, man. I was weeping in my spirit because some of us were smiling. If it's those days, people will be weeping. The thing that pastor was saying, people will be weeping. God has asked you, please, if I was to ask, today is Saturday. Throughout the week, which soul did you win? You are now a big woman of God. Which soul did you win? Did you go out to preach? Did you go out to talk to that? And there are people in front of your house. You move every day. Did you preach to them? Did you talk to them? Those little children. Did you talk to them? A lot of people don't even want our Jesus because of our character. You see a pastor inside a vehicle, let them match that pastor. She will think that she's not known. The way she will baraje, according to the Yorubas. The way she will behave. People that know her, they will not say, Mommy pastor, Emma Binu. Then cold will enter your body. You will be wondering, so this person knows me. And meanwhile, you have already displayed who you are. Not who you say you are. Brethren, if we want to run this race, we must go back to the basis. And that basis is the starting line. We have been running zigzag. Anything goes. When we first started, we were at the mark where they said, on your marks, get set. The moment the thing started coming, we started looking at others. These days it is weak they wear. These days it is this they wear now. Okay, it is not wool anymore. Distractions. Let us modernize this. Okay, let's modernize that. That's all we are thinking of. Whereas when you started at the on your marks, get set, go. You were with speed. Then you will hear, I will do the work of him who has sent me while it is day. A lot of us, we have reached the afternoon. We have started moving to the evening. And that's why you find that sometimes you want to climb upstairs, your leg is telling you stories. And now, you have consumed that blessings and sat on it. You have refused that responsibility God has given to you. Now that you are getting older, you have ordinary people around you. You have children around you. Are you giving them the baton? Because as you run this race, you must get people that will be your strength. Those things that you can no longer do. I was telling some, I said, hey, when I was 25 years old, I was in the bank then. I can walk from, if you know that VI Ikoyi Axis, from Ozimba Obadiwe to Bar Beach. We are looking for customer. We won't know when we, from Ozimba Obadiwe, we won't know when we get to Bar Beach. We are just trekking offices to offices. Ask me to try it now. In fact, before I trek from certain place to certain place, I'll be panting. I'll be telling myself, where can I see seat to sit down? And then what will now be my strength? What will now be our strength to carry on that race? It is those people that we have been discipling. Those people we are sending out. They are the ones that will be our strength. While we are backing them up and moving with them, they may run fast like that. But you find that in church, they will say it is only this one that knows the Bible study that we teach it. It is only this one that can do this. It is only this one that can go out. In those days in churches, when the people come, as long as they are born again, you see pastors training them for different things. Do we still do that today? Do we still do that today? There are only some specific people that can do certain things and nobody else. You don't want to give the baton to other people. God will help us in Jesus' name. I wrote here, I said, runners cannot do whatever they want. Runners, you cannot do whatever you want. The reason is that you are to live for Jesus and die for Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. I'd like us to read that. I don't want to spend too long. I want us to pray. Yes. Jesus died for you. That his precious blood that he shed for you and you gave your life to him. You want it to be a waste? You are for him and you are to die for him. That is your purpose. That's the reason you were called. That's the reason you are a woman of God. Therefore, if in this world only you have hope, you are of all men most miserable. Do you know that a lot of people are regretting that they are pastors? Because they are no longer following their purpose. We no longer look at that purpose. And so we forget that we are running. We don't even remember why we are running. So we stop and we are looking. Brethren, sisters, let us know that our purpose is to live totally for Jesus and to die for Jesus. That was why Paul was able to win the race. He said, I do not want to know anything about you. Save Christ and him alone crucified. Is that your life as a pastor? Is that your life as a leader? Is that your life as a woman of God? Furthermore, I said, runners don't do whatever they like. Why? These days you find that we are not disciplined at all. The Bible says that we should do everything decently and in order. We do whatever we like. In church, when there is program, some pastor's wife will not come. Some pastors, some female, they will not come. They will tell you that their business, that was when that business was moving. Customers are coming. Therefore, they will not come. And then when they want to come, they say, let me just meet Grace. I beg, is it not this money that I am using to feed my children and feed my family? Is the God not know? My husband is not doing anything. Your husband is a pastor and he's not doing anything. So that work he's doing is not work. I'm the one that goes to shop. I'm the one that does this. And you do whatever you like. Records are being kept. We must walk honorably and fear God. We must fear God. We must fear God. And if we fear him, you will find that we will not behave anyhow. Do you know that this, we that were brought up in Orthodox churches, one service is going on, all the ministers will enter with the cross and they will sit down. You won't see ministers standing up, running up and down, doing this and that. We just behave anyhow. We don't plan. We don't plan that service is going to be like this. These are the people that will do it. This is how the service will be. And so people who enjoy order and decency, when they come to your church, they won't be able to stay. Because there are people who are honorable, and those are kings that God has sent to you. You will drive them away by all your misbehavior and no ethics, no etiquette, no decency, no order. The Queen of Sheba went to King Solomon because of the decency and order that she had. When she got there, she said, what I have seen is even far, far better than what I had. And women are supposed to put order and decency in places. In some churches, you go there, everywhere is dirty. It's not clean. The toilet, you can't enter it to wee-wee. The pastor who is praying and preaching and doing other, the pastor's wife will not even ensure that the sanitation group have done their work. You have not even ensured to come earlier than everybody to see that they have swept and cleaned everywhere in the church. It is none of your business. And you want to run this race and win it. God will help us in Jesus' name. Please, I said, those who want to win the race cannot allow their emotions to control them. We women, we are very sentimental. We are very what? Sentiment. In church, we will look at ourselves. Do you see how that woman eyed me? Do you see how that woman eyed me? Is it because she thinks that she has money or she's dressing better than me? There is no sentiments when you are doing the work of God and running the race. There is no sentiment. We women, we are too sentimental. We should throw sentiments away. Throw sentiments away. When you want to do the work of God, like Daddy said, those who are praising you, don't look at them. Those who are talking you down, don't look at them. When you look at those people who are talking you down, you will become emotional. You will be angry. You will be moody. And the day you are moody, nothing good happens. Your husband will talk. You will fight like a lioness. The children, you will fight them. The church members, you will fight them. I've seen a pastor's wife that went to fight a member. He said that that woman is friending the husband. Meanwhile, the woman was sponsoring the church seriously. Fought the woman in the church, tore all her clothes. Emotions, sentiments. When you feel that you are seeing something that is not right, go on your knees. There are ways of solving issues. You are a woman. We have discernment. Find out the truth. What is the problem? This thing I'm seeing, is it this or is it that? You have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit should be able to tell you. Those people that are praising you, they are distracting you. As they are praising you, they have ulterior motive. They want to be so close to you to kill, to know everything and kill all the things that God has put for you. Therefore, you must not be emotional. It is not only the day pastor's wife is happy that people will be happy. It is not the day that you are very strong or you are not well. That is the day that everything will go well. The Lord will strengthen us in Jesus' name. Then, we also said, when you want to win this race, oh, you cannot eat whatever food you like. People who run the race, they don't eat anyhow, so that they will not be too bulky. They will be able to carry their, but a lot of us are gluttons. We eat everything that comes. And let me tell us, women of God, if you want to be healthy, you must eat healthy food. Talking about physically, a lot of us, you see, those runners, you know, they exercise themselves every day. They have certain food that they eat. If physically now, I ask every one of us to stoop down like this for about 10 minutes, I'm sure a lot of people will be sweating. Why? We are not doing exercise. We are not doing exercise. We eat whatever we see. Some will say, where is the money to eat those things? The little money that comes, when you know the right food to eat, eat it. Vegetables, fruits. It's not only when you go and buy meat of 1,000 naira to cook that you are eating healthy. You can just use vegetables or okra. Okra has iron more than a lot of other things that you can mix and eat, and you live healthier than when you go and be buying red meat and be eating 1,000 naira meat at once. What does that tell us? As people of God, watch the kind of things you gulp in from the social media and from different people. It's not everything that you hear, you just swallow it. When this pastor is talking, you don't have discernment to know that what this one is saying is rubbish. you carry eating. That one, you become fat. You don't even know how to carry your leg or your hand again. Because you are just eating every food that comes from everywhere. Let's be careful what we eat. Apart from that, what of our eating habits? Well, Pastor said it. When pastors, I remember going to a program and food was shared. And some people that didn't get food, pastors, they are pastors, come and see volatile words because of food. A lot of people don't even fast anymore. Can't we fast? If that day you went there and they even told you there will be refreshment, as we normally do here, and there is no refreshments, turn it to fasting. That is discipline. Gluttons eat whatever they like, but you that want to win the race, you dare not do that. God will help us in Jesus' name. Another thing, I'm rushing because I want us to pray. You cannot relax. If you are a pastor here or a pastor's wife and you only go to church when there is a program and you are expecting to share in tithe, you are a thief. When some women have problem, they are pregnant, they come to the church to check for their pastor, the pastor is not there, the wife is not there. And those same people will bring tithe and you will take it. You are a thief. A lot of us make our sheep to go to all these fake pastors. Because you are never there and they need solution. And they hear that there is one Baba somewhere and they go to that Baba. If, please, you can't relax. You are not the one. If you want to win that race, you cannot relax. He said, woe unto you when you are on ease upon Mount Zion. If you are at ease upon Mount Zion, woe unto you. You sleep all the time. In the night, Satan does not sleep. Between, you cannot plan your time in such a way that you will sleep at a certain time, wake up maybe by 2 o'clock and pray till morning. Jesus Christ, we are told, wakes up very early, like 3, and prays till morning. That's why when he comes out, he only says few sentences. It was only during the resurrection of Lazarus that he prayed the longest prayer. But he would have done that prayer. Please, you cannot relax. Things should not be going through your noses, happening, and you do not even know. Because you are relaxed. You sleep whenever you like. You go out whenever you like. You do all the things that will please you, but you are not doing what will please the master. We cannot relax. God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I look at it, honestly, we as women, our work is much. We are pastors or pastor's wife. We are wives. We are mothers. We are mothers to our family. We are mothers to the church. Brethren, we need to learn how to plan time for different things. The fact that you have done the church work does not mean you should neglect the house one. The fact that you have taken care of your children does not mean you should neglect your husband. I told people, I said, the Christian marriage is suffering today because we Christians, we just pick whatever other people are saying and think that marriage is a contract. Christian marriage is a commitment. From the foundation, you decide that you commit your life to this marriage until death. So when you are in it, you will do everything to make it work. I tell you, when you find a marriage that is thriving and blissful for years, you will know that that person has already gone through Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is there. Love, joy, peace, patience. They've allowed it to grow in their lives. We must not relax. Be a perfect wife. Be a perfect mother. Be a perfect pastor. God has given us that grace, and he will continue to give us more grace in Jesus' name. Another thing that I will say is that the athletes do all they do in order to receive reward. What we are doing for the Lord is not in vain. It has been emphasized. It's good to look at reward. God knows that that reward is being prepared for how many years now? Over 2,000 years. So you can imagine how beautiful. For those who use jewelries, if you have seen diamond before, and God said what he's doing for us is transparent gold that is like glass, then you will know that it is worth it for us to die for it. It is worth it for us to be spent for it. It is worth it that whatever resources we have, we should use it to the last. They were asking in our group, can some people use all they have in their bank accounts? In those days, Christians won't look back because they are waiting for the rapture. But today, they are preparing for this earth. So they will not even, bank. They will quickly remove their mind from that place. The money I've been saving for years, I'll come and give it to one pastor that we eat. No. That's what we think now. But as athlete, there is reward. And that reward is worth looking for. We do not earn our relationship with God by our own efforts. That's where I will stop. All these things we are talking, Jesus died for you. He called you. He called me. Praise the Lord. And because he called us, he shed his blood for us. Is there anybody that can boast that this is what I did to be saved? I used to look at myself because my parents were idol worshippers from Edo State. And then I begin to ask myself, how come someone that is born by idolater, I saw my father giving idol food, and he asks us to come and pick it to eat. So it's not as if maybe his great-grandfather. And I ask myself, how come God saved a person like me and made me a pastor for that matter? So what boast can we boast? What type of boast can we boast? We that we are obscured, people that were nobody, God brought us. It is Jesus that has made us somebody. And if Jesus has made us somebody, it is worth living for. It is worth dying for. There is, in those days, when I became a pastor, I used to tell my children that, you know, I'm not working. And yet I won't be at home. And yet I'm doing this and doing that. And I'm saying I'm not working. And as I'm saying I'm not working, my mentality is telling me I'm not working. But the moment I realized that work is not just when you go to work and earn income. You know why I was saying that? You know, when you go to bank, you won't have time to eat. You get your food to the bank in the morning. You bring it back in the night. It is already stale. Sometimes you go to bed with just water or tea. So you think you are working. And that work, all the reward, self, you don't have time to spend it. Go and check real bankers. They don't have time for their husbands. They don't have time for their wives. They don't have time for their home. They don't have time to spend their money. But this one, you will have eternity to spend the reward. That type of work that we are dying for that time. God, this particular one that God has given to us, it is worth dying for. And do you know that it is not by power or by might? That grace that saved you, that same grace is the one that can lead you. All these things that we are saying, it is not by power. It is not by might. As we are here rubbing minds together, we are asking God, where I have missed it, Father, give me grace to continue. Where I have missed it, it is not me that called myself, you called me. Where I have lost focus, help me to refocus my attention to the right thing. That even as you have come, if you did not pick anything, remember top line blessing, bottom line responsibility. If you cannot remember anything, remember the rabbits and the elephants. If you cannot remember anything, remember that the grace that saved you is able to help you to the end. But you have work to do. Every day you keep examining yourself. Am I still in the race? Lord, am I still in the race? Lord, am I still moving? Or I am looking back? Oh God, where am I in this race? Some of us, God told us, go and disciple people for me. Preach and disciple. You know how we do? We go from one meeting to the other. Church meeting, PFM meeting, this one meeting. And you think that is just rolling stone. What of the person they ask you to preach to save and disciple? Shall we rise up? Begin to thank the Lord. Tell the Lord, Father, we are grateful for this retreat. We have heard your word in different angles. In different angles, we have heard your word again. Father, we are grateful. Thank you again for awakening our minds to the work. Thank you for awakening our minds to the race. Shall we pray in the name of Jesus? Call upon the name of Jesus. 100. I want to hear women pray as pastors. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, pray. Oh, God. We thank you. You have reawakening us in this retreat. You have reawakening us to our goal. You have reawakening.